Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in East Asia Pacific. Today it's Thursday, 7th of March. Firstly, in Thailand, police will reportedly deploy more than 1,200 officers at the Constitutional Court today. Deputy National Police Chief said there will be checkpoints 500 meters from the court. The court is expected to rule on the petition to dissolve the Thai Rakshachat Party after the party nominated Princess Ubolratna as its prime ministerial candidate. The Election Commission had asked the court to dissolve the Thai Rakshachat Party as it violated Section 92 of the 2017 Organic Law on Political Parties for offending the monarchy. Clients are advised to avoid all political events and areas around the Constitutional Court in Bangkok. Supporters of the Thai Rakshachat Party can potentially stage massive protest rallies if the party is dissolved by the court today. Papua New Guinea, the commander of the autonomous region of Bougainville, has raised concerns over the presence of a large number of firearms with the criminals. The referendum is scheduled to be held in October this year, seeking independence or greater autonomy of Bougainville Island from Papua New Guinea government. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution and be aware of the armed criminal gangs on Bougainville Island. Also in Papua New Guinea, Manam Island, located 13 kilometers off the northern coast of Papua New Guinea, has recently started erupting again. A warning of level 4 has been issued. Manam volcano is one of the most active volcanoes in the world. Its continuous eruption has led to the evacuation of the whole island. Clients are advised to avoid the area around Manam Island and be aware of the likely disruption in sea and air travel along the northern coast of Papua New Guinea due to large quantity of fly ash in the region. In the Philippines, the Philippine Drug Enforcement Agency arrested a suspected drug seller yesterday who allegedly worked for a drug syndicate in Cotabato and Maguindanao cities of southern Mindanao Island. The agency seized 50 kilograms of methamphetamine hydrochloride from suspects with an estimated market value of more than $6,000. He said the suspected criminal violated Section 4-5 of Comprehensive Dangerous Drugs Act of 2002 of the Philippines, which stipulates life imprisonment with a fine of more than $9,000 for sale, distribution, and delivery of banned substance. Drug-related violence is a major concern on Mindanao Island. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution on the island and be aware of the frequent gunfights between the police and drug peddlers. Also in the Philippines, a manhunt for a high-profile fugitive is being conducted by the police in Cebu City. Suspect is allegedly a contract killer reportedly hired by a politician for the May 2019 midterm elections. May 2019 elections will be contested for various elected positions in the Senate, House of Representatives, and at the provincial, city, and municipal levels. Clients are advised to be aware of the increased security measures before the elections. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts, and assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia Risk Management memberships.